The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a look at the Guide Liverpool with Jay Hyme because it's a busy, busy time of year. Morning to you, Jay.
Good morning. Good tunes this morning, Steve Hothersall.
Absolutely.
Yes, as always.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. We had the joy of the Aintree launch yesterday. Just before we get into some of your events that are coming up this week, just a couple of weeks away from the biggie.
4 weeks away from the biggest event, biggest sporting event on the planet, and it happens right here in Liverpool. It's funny, when you look out at Aintree Racecourse, you kind of feel really lucky and proud that it's in this city. It's such a big event, isn't it? But it was a great day yesterday.
It's lovely to see the racecourse empty.
Yes.
As well. It's sort of a bit more serene, calm.
Yeah.
Just a big field, isn't it?
Just thinking 4 weeks it will be rammed.
Absolutely chocker. And the Saturday sold out, isn't it?
Saturday sold out. Friday's nearly there for Ladies' Day.
Yeah.
Tickets still available for Thursday, which is a great day. It's your favourite day, Thursday, isn't it?
Thursday's a bit quieter.
Yeah.
So it's a bit nicer.
But I'm going Friday and Saturday this year, so I'll need to drink lots of water when I go to bed on Friday night.
If you're down there, just look for the tall ginger lad.
Yes.
Slightly tottering
at that stage.
Right, let's have a look to the week ahead. And we've got some brilliant stuff happening. Feast of Fire.
Yes.
We previously mentioned this, but let's go into a bit more detail because it launches this weekend.
So we spoke about this before. This is a kind of brand new festival experience coming to Liverpool. So think flamethrowers, think fire acrobatics, fire dancing, flame grilled pizzas, toasted marshmallows. It's all fire themed. It's happening at St. John's Gardens, which of course is beautiful, just behind St. George's Hall. 2 weeks it runs for, and there's 7 different shows that you can go to. Every night is themed, so they're teaming up with kind of Liverpool's big, big cultural partners and events. So there's an African theme night with Africa, oh yay. They got a Fire in My Soul night with Liverpool Soul Fest, which is this Friday, with lots of soul music. But it's something really different. There's two sittings per day, so you can go with the kids earlier on, and then there's adults only of an evening. Flaming Sambucas. It's going to be incredible, and again, something brand new, something really unique coming to the city. So check it out. It kicks off on Friday, Feast of Fire.
I like the way you went from fireworks to fire-grilled steak
pizza. A great idea. Wood-fired pizzas and toasted marshmallows. It'll be incredible. Lots of entertainment as well. Do you know when you go on holiday and you see them guys throwing fire everywhere and writing the name in the sand with the... It's all that coming to Liverpool. So fingers crossed the weather stays like the way it is right now. But it should be really good.
Sorry, where's it based again?
So St. John's Gardens. So the beautiful gardens behind St. George's Hall. Perfect setting for it. And it kicks off Friday. And it's right the way through until 2nd of April.
Right, really easy to find. Let's move on to the Empire Theatre and Wicked. And what really struck me was our very own Claire Simo in the middle of some sort of rising star on the stage.
So Wicked is the prequel to The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
So anything like that, Claire Simo of Radio City 2 is just going to go insane with excitement. So we took her on Monday to meet all the cast and put her on stage and give her a ride in Glinda's bubble. So Glinda plays the good witch. You know that scene in The Wizard of Oz when she comes down in the bubble?
Yeah.
We put Simo in the bubble. You could hear the screaming with excitement in Norris Green. She was loud. She was really excited. And she spoke to Helen Wolfe, who plays Glinda, about the Scouse crowd.
One of my favourite moments is just before the curtain goes up and I'm sort of up in the bubble, up in the fly, just waiting to come down. And you can hear, you know, just people having chats and the buzz from the audience is amazing. And, you know, they're absolutely loving it.
Is Wicked worth a watch then?
Do you know what? I've seen it 3 times. And if you're not into musicals, it's one of them musicals where you go, wow. Anyway, it's really good. So the prequel to Wizard of Oz, really magical, and it kind of tells the story of how that wicked witch becomes wicked. But it's big, big scenery, lots of massive props, a lot of money spent on the production. Come from Broadway, and it's in Liverpool till the 31st, which is Easter Saturday. Some tickets still available, so check it out at the Empire.
Looks good. Easter Pantos are about. It feels like a relatively new phenomenon.
Do you know what?
The last couple of years they've built, haven't they, in popularity?
Yeah. I was talking to someone yesterday. Apparently this tradition started in Liverpool, but the Easter Panto is now as big as the Crimbo Panto. So we've got 2 big ones happening over this Easter. One of them starts on Saturday at St. Helens Theatre Royal. It's Cinderella. And Lee from Steps is starring as Prince Charming.
Well, there's got to be a few little Steps quirky moments, let's say, aimed at the prince, possibly. And there's a huge medley at the end, which is great, and people need to get out their seats and dance and just have a good time.
He's still known as Lee from Steps.
He is, yeah.
He'll always be Lee from Steps.
But he's a local lad, and he's a big, big Everton supporter too. He was talking to me, he's got a season ticket for Goodison, but you can see him at St. Helens Theatre Royal singing Steps song in Cinderella from Saturday until the 15th of April. And as well as that, the Epstein, I've got Ray Quinn and Claire Simo again, of course, in Jack and the Beanstalk. That starts on the 30th of March.
How's she doing it all? I need to get Lee in for a Match of My Life.
You
if
do.
He's that big
you
an
do.
Everson
he
fan.
Loves it.
I'll try and get hold of him. What venues have we got this week? What's your venue of the week?
Do you know, we haven't spoken about The Alchemist. So have you been to The Alchemist yet?
I'm afraid I haven't.
It's a brilliant...
I've heard you tell me about it.
You need your next night out.
Steaming
you need to
cocktails.
Go to the, steaming cocktails, flaming cocktails. Think alchemy, think science. The periodic table is brought to life in front of you behind the bar. But they really are big, massive steam. It's kind of a show when you're watching the guys making these cocktails. But some great, great things on the menu. My favourite is the Light Bulb Moment, which is a gin-based cocktail with ginger beer, lemon, Pimm's, raspberry and mint. It's a big, big showstopper. Great food as well. Brunch every day. Mm. They've got some good deals for the Grand National if you go in the races, so check that out. So the venue of the week is The Alchemist just off Castle Street. Go and see.
My daughters were testing me on the periodic table and it brought back nightmares, in all honesty. I remember thinking, oh God, I've got to learn that.
Okay.
And there's just too many on there, isn't
gold
there?
Gold is AU. I think I remember that one. H2O, we know, is water. Well, go The Alchemist. Learn it.
Is that the only way I can learn it? Go to The Alchemist. Right. Also online at the moment, theguideliverpool.com. You've got lots on here. Have you got like a daily update, have you, with Simo at the moment?
Yeah, so we do a daily video now every single day from our new little studio in Liverpool City Centre. And we just bring news of it as to what is going on, what's happening in the city that day. So tons coming up. We've got Pete Price on every week with us. But yeah, lots on the site at the minute. There's a big film premiere as well tonight. Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool, which is the big movie that was shot here, is going to DVD. So Pete Price is hosting a special Q&A at Liverpool Philharmonic Hall tonight with the writer.
We were having a little chuckle with Pete yesterday, who came with us to Aintree. And of course, Pete's obsessed with getting photos taken with just about everyone. Just in case. And the joke is now that obviously some people have passed away. Pete's always got a picture with them. So Aldo was sat next to me and Pete said, can I have my picture with you? So I was digging him, saying, that's it, you're a goner now.
He legged it, Aldo, didn't he? And then he got Sam Queck as well. She was terrified.
Oh, reputation. Have a look at theguideliverpool.com. Loads of stuff, including a world first Liverpool to host an exhibition of John and Yoko's story in their own words. What's this taking place?
So that's Liverpool Museum. So that opens soon, a special exhibition. Yoko Ono has put it all together and it's kind of showing you what their relationship was really like. So check that out at Museum
really
Liverpool.
Interesting. Yeah. Jay, thank you very much indeed.
Rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.